Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So with all that said, here's my final question to you two ladies. We just went through all these people. We've been talking about all these people killing these people, one after another after another. My question to you guys is, why do you think these mutable signs are doing this killing? Do you have a theory?
My theory is because the mutable signs Hellenistically are actually, they mean double bodied. And so I actually think that it's just literally that, like it's a double body. It's like a split personality, kind of like someone takes over me and I do this, you know, and I act out or whatever. And then this other side of me gets to kind of like go on and live with my life. Because if you notice, a lot of these people tried to lead like really normal lives. They were just all psychologically like
off.
Yeah, completely, you know, and maybe that's for, you know, maybe that could be due to certain placements, or maybe just outright because their childhood or early life was not very conducive for positive growth.
Yeah,
but for the most part, they tried to be normal people. They tried to lead a normal life. A lot of them were not okay, you know. Obviously the childhood was not good, or the upbringing. But that's what I think. It's kind of like there's two people there. Maybe that's why there's more prevalence when it comes to serial killers and mutable signs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was going to say that mutable signs being like, those are the go with the flow, go with the changes, go with whatever, mutable, changeable, but also impressionable. Like all of these people had abuse, neglect, and or head trauma plays a big part. And you know, it just as children we're very impressionable, but the mutable signs especially are going to be more impressionable and follow whatever path that they're placed in.
Very true.
Yeah.
For me, if you look at mutable is kind of like transferring energy, right?
Oh, okay. That's like
an energy exchange. And then Walter, when you said double body, you sparked a thought in me. I also had someone really speak a lot recently about twin flames.
I love twin flames.
Yeah. Well, putting all of that together and mental problems, right? Double body, twin flame. Could some of these people kind of be killing because of a twin flame type complex where they feel like there's another side of them, you know what I mean? And they're trying to find it, but killing it off, trying to merge. Like if you look at Jeffrey Dahmer, he was eating the flesh and stuff like that, trying to merge, you know, these people are having sex and killing that. You know what I'm saying? Sex is bonding.
No, definitely. Especially like you said with Dahmer, like he didn't have abuse, but I think he had the neglect and not knowing how to have healthy relationships with his parents or his siblings. Like there just wasn't any closeness between them, and just not knowing how to go after that in a healthy way, and thinking that murdering and merging and eating them is, you know, the way to have a relationship, which it's not.
I agree with what you said, Paul. I think that they definitely have it's kind of like a bonding experience, I guess, in a way, or sort of like you know, like, I don't know if anyone's seen Rick and Morty, one of their episodes. Rick is like trying to kill parts of himself all the time. And so I think maybe that's like sort of like a dynamic that maybe serial killers may have with their victims.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you ever watched that movie or the series Highlander.
No, I haven't.
You never watched that?
No.
Should
they, I? Where they have the different clans. The clan, I forgot who the star of it, but with Highlander, you have immortals, right? You have these clans that immortals. And the only way these you can kill an immortal is by cutting their head off. Hmm. And when you cut their head, when one immortal, like say I would be from the clan Paul, and you would be from the clan Walter, and you would be from the clan D. And we all immortals, we have a clan and we've been walking the earth forever. But we, you know, when one of us come up against each other, we got to fight to the death. And whoever cuts the other one's head off, you know, I get infused
with their power.
With their power. Transfer of energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of native tribes that were cannibals who would eat their enemies and believe that they would acquire their strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you tie all of that, you know, put all of that in a big frame box, you know, a big box or whatever, maybe some of these, with mutable being transferring of energy and bonding with double body, bonding with an other, maybe some of these people feel energy depleted, and killing and bonding may transfer some of their energy to them.
I agree. The mutable signs are the ones always at the end of the seasons, right? So they're the ones that are kind of like assimilating from one season to the next. They're like the in between. Mm-hmm. So you have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So you're merging. In you're merging with another, even if you're killing them. And killing, if you think about it, is, I guess, on the other spectrum of like a sex, like there's sex and then there's killing, you know, like that's like kind of like an intimate experience. It's like a really intimate experience if you think about it. When you kill someone, you're taking their life, I would assume, you know, that's kind of really intense.
Orgasms are described as a little death.
Yeah, and then you have to dispose of the... Yeah, you know, and you have to dispose of the body, and you have to kind of like, you have to become so close to that person. You see their blood, which is a very like, it's, I don't know. To me, when I think about it, I think it's just a very intense experience, just like how sex is. And so if you're having that type of dynamic with a person, you may be crazy as shit, but still that psychological dynamic is very much like a bond in a weird way. You're like bonded to this person, which is what Paul just said. You're assimilating all of that person into you now.
Yeah, you're taking their story.
Exactly. You're putting it on you now.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking on their karma. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
When you become part of their karma and that like your families are bonded now, like your family did this to my family.
Mm.
Yeah, and you're also kind of being very like God complex, like
mm-hmm.
you can even explore it from that angle, like the people that kill have a God complex.
Yeah.
Huh. Any final words on the serial killers and mutable signs, ladies?
We can go on for days. I'm still a little hungry.
That's
now.
Why I'm asking you final words before I wrap this up.
Don't kill people. Don't beat your kids. Love them and give them all the hugs. Don't worry if you're going to spoil them. Give them all the love that they need.
Yeah. Walter?
Honestly, outside of astrology, I would just say it's really just about the which type of wolf are you going to feed? You're going to feed the good wolf, or you're going to feed the bad wolf?
Mm. I would say if you have any mutable energy, And there's a list of people that you have grudges against. Go get some help. Yeah. Talk to a therapist, please.
Yeah. Or an astrologer. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Talk to a professional therapist, please.
Yeah.
No, you could see a serial killer in a birth chart, just so everyone knows now.
Wow. To my favorite dream interpreter, D, how can people get in touch with you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat. I'm under D33 Universe on all those, or hit up my webpage, dream-astrology.com, for readings and merch and rosemary wands and whatever you need.
Ooh, I love that.
Artwork, prints, whatever.
Mm. And to my favorite Cuban Taekwondo fighter.
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my bad. Jiu-jitsu. My bad. Excuse me. Jiu-jitsu.
Taekwondo, he says.
My bad. Coming to a MMA ring near you.
Oh, yeah. One day, maybe. Who knows?
Any last words? How can I get in touch with you?
Get in contact with me on my website. Contact me there. WaltaVision.com. WALTAVision.com.
All right. And I want to thank y'all for joining us for episode 35, Kill at Will. You can get in touch with me at IamAstrologyReadings.com to get a reading or get a t-shirt. Hey, you can even download 3 of my songs on my website. And I want to thank y'all for rocking with us. Oh, and I ask one more favor. If you could like, share, subscribe to the show with 6 of your friends, coworkers. Yeah. Well, I guess you can notice that the number keeps rising.
There's 3 of us, so you have to recommend to 2 for each of us.
Yeah, so, well, in that case, D, you know, a Virgo in me makes me want to say 9. 3, 3, 3. Yeah, and y'all know how I end this every time. Know thyself and balance your health. It goes on. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.